This is The Inside Story, a program of biblical teaching that we trust will bring insight into God's Word and application to your life today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Inside Story. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're thinking this week about giving thanks. It's Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, and what an appropriate subject. And yet it's not just a matter of what we feel like doing, but it's a matter of what God has commanded. He says in 1 Thessalonians 4, in everything give thanks. That's a command. We saw yesterday in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything give thanks. Let your requests be made known to God. And under those conditions, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be kept in Jesus as you fill your life with thanksgiving. I was just starting out in ministry. My first job, so to speak, was ministering among college students up in Connecticut. And I was working for an organization called InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and my boss told me that there was a lady that I needed to look up. He said she was a prayer warrior. That was the first time I'd ever heard that phrase, a prayer warrior, somebody who has a real ministry of prayer, and that if I would go and meet her and make myself known to her, that she might very well add me to her list of people that she supported in her prayers. Well, I didn't know anything about all that, but my boss said do it, so I did it. I went and I found this lady. Her name was Addie Warham, and she lived in a nursing home, the Jerome Home in New Britain, Connecticut. And I went in and I met this lady, and I began to get acquainted with her, and I found that she was all crippled up with arthritis. She suffered from psoriasis and had had that disease for a very long time. She had been widowed for 20 years. Her only son had died 10 years earlier. And she had been in a very small room living alone in this nursing home for 10 years. She lived on an allowance that was provided for her. Oh, food and, you know, board was provided, but any little thing that she wanted for herself, she had to purchase out of her allowance. And that came to $10 a month. And those were her circumstances. And she was absolutely radiant. I walked into that room and I saw somebody just beaming. I felt probably that I had a better understanding of what it was like when Moses came down from the mountain than I had ever had with anybody else. It was as if her face was alight with the joy of God. It was shiny. She was so full of joy. And I said to her, Mrs. Warham, I know this is altogether impolite, but I've got to ask you, how in the world can you be so joyful? You have nothing. How can you be so joyful? And she said to me something that I have never forgotten. She said, when you lose everything else, you discover that the Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient. This was a lady who had lost everything else, and she found that the Lord Jesus was sufficient. Her joy was not in her circumstances, her joy was in Him. And let me tell you, she was a prayer warrior. That lady took my concerns and my requests before God, and I knew such an anointing of His Spirit in response to her prayers. It was absolutely astonishing. That was her ministry. From that little room in a nursing home, very few visitors, very little correspondence because she couldn't write with her arthritis. But she talked to God, and ministry all over New England was lifted up before the Father because of that lady's commitment to pray and rejoice in the midst of all circumstances. You know, a little bit later, I got a note in the mail, and I could hardly read it. The writing was so cramped and obviously painful. But she said, I feel moved of God to support your ministry. And enclosed in that envelope was $1 bill. And that lady, with her $10 a month, determined to tithe to support my ministry. Let me tell you, I was never so humbled. I knew what it was to receive the widow's mite. And I looked at that lady in those circumstances, and I felt I had an insight into one of the basic keys to Scripture. What we found over and over again is Paul saying that your joy, your thanksgiving is not to be dependent upon your circumstances, but it's to be an act of obedience to God because He's worthy of praise. It says in the book of Romans chapter 8 that all things work together for good to those who know and love God and are the called according to His purpose. You know that verse, Romans 8:28. You quote it all the time. I'm sure you do. I do. But notice that it does not say all things are good. It says all things work together for good. There are things that come into absolutely every single person's life that are not good things at all. But they work together for good as you allow God to shape your life and as you allow Him to work in and through the circumstances. Look at what Paul goes on to say in Philippians 4. He says in verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." What do you think about? What do you fill your mind with? What do you meditate on? What are you consciously putting into the computer of your brain? You know, what's going to come out is what you put in. If you're filling your mind full of violence and sexuality and all kinds of dirt as you see it on television, that's what's going to come out. If you're filling your mind full of anxiety over an uncertain future, that's what's going to come out. If you choose to think about those things that are lovely, that's what's going to come out. I ask you again today, is there anything in all your life that you can give thanks for? Well, give thanks for that thing. Choose to thank God and watch what begins to happen. The next time you find yourself really down in the dumps, you know what the cure for that is? Praise God. Begin to praise God and it's going to turn around your emotions. You see, we live so much of the time by our emotions. Whatever we're feeling determines what we do. But the key to the victorious life is to turn that thing around. What we do determines what we feel. If you choose to praise God, not because you're feeling it, but because He is worthy of praise, your emotions begin to rise as a result. Absolutely uncanny. There's a reason for that. The 22nd Psalm says that the Lord God of Israel is enthroned on the praises of His people. Now, He's everywhere, always. He is everywhere in all creation, always. And yet, in a special way, He makes His presence known when His people praise Him. And so we say, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, come into His courts with praise. You don't even come near to this God without thanking Him, without praising Him. You approach God by virtue of praising Him. And when we lift up our hearts and hands and voices in praising God, He comes in a special way and makes His presence known. Hey, when God comes into your circumstances, He dispels the darkness. As God is enthroned on the praises of His people, they begin to know a difference. And their emotions rise. Paul says, if you do these things, if you think on what is pure and lovely and gracious and excellent and worthy of praise, if you do these things, do you know what the result is going to be? The God of peace will be with you. Verse 9, he says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. See, Paul has learned this secret. Paul goes on to say, as we saw a couple of days ago, I've learned this secret in any and all circumstances. I know how to give thanks in whatever circumstances I find myself. So what you've seen me do, you do as well. And the net result is the God of peace will be with you. Every paragraph of Philippians 4 ends with a mind-boggling promise. And every single one of them has a set of conditions attached to it. Be thankful in all circumstances, verse 7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Think about things that are praiseworthy and follow the example of Paul, and verse 9 says, and the God of peace will be with you. Learn the secret of facing abundance and want, plenty and hunger, and you'll be able to do all things in Christ who strengthens you, verse 13. Paul says that you've sent some support for me, and I thank God for your partnership in the gospel. It's not because I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit which increases to your credit. He says, and you know what? As I do that, and as you learn to do that with me, my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Verse 19. You like those promises? The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep you. The God of peace will himself be with you. You can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Well, the key is giving thanks. The key is praising God in whatever our circumstances. Not that everything is good in and of itself, but that all things work together for good as we allow God to come into our situation and walk with us through it. Addie Warham has gone to be with the Lord, but I will never, as long as I live, forget her example and her joy. And I've often said to my people, wherever the gospel is preached, as far as I'm concerned, she shall be remembered. A lady who could say to me, when you've lost everything, you begin to discover that Jesus Christ, all by himself, is sufficient. Let's bow our heads together. Lord Jesus, I pray for those who are listening this morning. Some of them are facing very difficult situations. Some of them are without work. Some of them have bills that they don't know how to pay. Some of them have illness in their families, or perhaps themselves are infirm right now. We would thank you in the midst of those difficult circumstances, not necessarily for those things, but for what you're going to do with those things. Thank you that you have trusted us to trust you in the midst of a tough situation. And I pray that as people throughout the whole area where this message is being heard choose to think on that which is praiseworthy, that they'll experience the drawing close of the God who is God, the God who is enthroned on the praises of his people. So meet our needs as we put our trust in you this day, and let us experience your joy, for we ask it in your name. Amen.